Good morning. I'm Eric Yao, and we are here at ICRT with another episode of Looking South, where we take an in-depth look at the central government's new southbound policy. Today on the show, we have Dr. Wayne Huang, Dean of IRCAD Taiwan at the Shou Quan Memorial Hospital, to tell us about medical cooperation efforts with new southbound target countries. Dr. Huang, welcome to the show.
Hello, Eric. It's very nice to be invited to be on this show and just to tell you that I'm a big fan of ICRT and listen to your show a lot.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much.
To start us off, could you tell us why is medical cooperation so important in Taiwan's efforts to establish closer ties with Southeast Asian countries?
Well, first, I think because Taiwan is situated right in the middle of this Pacific Rim, and we're in very close proximity with all these Asian countries. And, of course, we cannot take ourselves apart from this alliance, especially in the medical field, because it's more of a, when you talk about medical medicine, it's more of a humanitarian effort, and we need to contribute our part, especially since we are now one of the leading countries, especially in Asia, in the level of health care that we are providing. And we're once ranked very top, one of the top in Asia, and I think the top three in the world by WHO in the recent ranking. And a lot of the Asian countries are looking for training opportunities and partners to collaborate, and especially in the fields of infectious disease, and because the infectious disease is without borders now with a very frequent air travel. So we need to contribute our part and to help and to have build more collaborations with the Asian countries.
You mentioned that diseases know no borders now. So are there any specific diseases or conditions that are being given priority in these medical cooperation efforts?
Yeah, first, I think infectious disease is a very important area, such as in recent years we hear the outbreaks like SARS, dengue fever, or Zika virus. And that is now crossing every country's borders very easily. So if we have a really strong collaboration, strong ties with all the countries that are infected, then we can control and contain the infectious disease quickly and reduce the harm that can be done. And also in other more prevalent diseases, especially in this region, such as hepatitis or B or hepatitis C, and then we can contribute our part because we are one of the leading countries in terms of research and medications in this area, and we can provide our expertise. And I think in because I'm a surgeon myself, and I think Taiwan is also one of the leading countries in terms of surgical techniques, development, and research. And a lot of the countries in the Asian alliance are looking for training opportunities. And we see a great opportunity for Taiwan to contribute in terms of the training that that we can provide. Because otherwise, they are going to the United States, to European countries, or Japan and Korea, and they may not have adequate training opportunity that's provided there, or it may be farther, cost more money to travel and more time to travel. So they are very happy to come to Taiwan to learn the new techniques. And we're also very happy to provide, because as you all know that we're being progressively being isolated in the international stage and politically. But I think in the medical area, it's very different from politics. Every country is very welcoming, and we will have more opportunities to extend our influence to the Asian countries if we can. Our medical society as a whole extend our influence by helping other countries.
Could you give us some more details about cooperation projects that have already been carried out or are currently underway, and how these projects have benefited Taiwan's medical and pharmaceutical industries?
Well, first, I will mention that our IRCAD Training Center is one of the largest training centers for surgical skills in Asia, and we have been established for the past 10 years. And over the past 10 years, we have trained over 7,000 surgeons. About two-thirds are coming from outside of Taiwan, and a majority of these people are coming from the Asian countries. So that is why in this new southbound policy, because our government identified six countries and are assigned six hospitals, medical centers to each country, and our hospital have the privilege to be responsible for one of them. And because we have done already a lot in the surgical training area. And so when you mentioned that what projects have already been done, I think surgical training is already a major part of what we are doing. And I think other areas are like hospital management, health informatics training programs, and a lot of the other Taiwanese hospitals and medical society are already also doing a lot in terms of establishing strong ties with local medical societies and surgical societies in Asia in the field of infectious disease and gastroenterology and many others.
So how have these efforts impacted the lives of people in new southbound policy target countries?
Yeah, okay. Well, first, the impact is very immediate because we're bringing in a new technology that can benefit. And also a lot of efforts are humanitarian. So because in a lot of countries, the gap between poor and rich is very huge. So a lot of people cannot afford the quality of health care that we are receiving in Taiwan. So hospitals like Zizhi and National Taiwan University and so on, they have done a lot of humanitarian health, medical or surgical missions in the poorer countries and in Asia. So this the effect and impact is very direct and very immediate. Of course, the projects that are going to be established in the very near future after our country's new southbound policy will have a bigger impact, because now this is not initiated by our individual hospitals. It's now going to be a joint effort by all the big medical hospitals in Taiwan and initiated by our government. So it has an official meaning, and we can establish a more broader collaboration with even the country's government, local government, and so we can form a more policy-driven and more wider impacting project in the future.
So in the future, what cooperative projects are being planned already?
Yeah, great. I think because this project is just being initiated for the past 2-3 months, so we cannot already say what are already being done. But in the future, we're all going to be visiting a lot more frequently to the Asian countries. Shiltran ourselves, we are responsible for the country of Malaysia. And so we have already visited Malaysia twice, led by our hospitals and also the government officials from Taiwan. And we have signed MOUs of collaboration with some of the most prominent hospitals like University of Malaysia and KPJ, one of the largest private hospital chains in Malaysia, and many others. And so we will form an alliance and to have training opportunities both to Malaysia and bring in medical expertise from Malaysia to come and help us do training in this Asian region. And also, one of the big major goals of this new southbound policy is not just to collaborate on disease prevention and training, it's also to increase business opportunities of medical pharmaceutical industries of Taiwan and also those of the Asian countries like Malaysia to enjoy a bigger market, because we all know that Taiwan is a very small, very tiny market, and we cannot just survive on this island alone, and we need to expand. So if we have, through this project, we can form a closer tie, because the medical pharmaceutical market is more unique one, unlike other businesses, and it needs to have really closer ties and closer bonds with the hospitals, the government, in terms of regulations. So our Taiwanese pharmaceutical and medical device companies can easily find the suitable partners in the local countries.
We've been chatting with Shiltran Memorial Hospital Dean Wayne Huang about medical cooperation efforts under the new southbound policy. Dr. Huang, thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And that's it for this week's installment of Looking South. Join us again next week at the same time for another look at Taiwan's new southbound policy. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in.